All right, so I've also missed a couple of birthdays. So happy birthday, feliz cumpleaños to Miss West and to Bergfather. I missed his, you know, I kind of have just been behind and I'm trying to catch up, and I heard that it was his birthday. So he's also, speaking of Big Fatty, he is going to be getting a package from Jeff, not Jimmy. You know, our friend Jeffrey, he basically called him Jimmy on either on a picture on his thing or on his podcast. Let me tell you, it's a bitch when you get people's names wrong. I'm just going to say that. However, I know that Big Fatty's going to love the gift that they are sending. I got a sneak peek and was able to see what the gift was. And love it. So, Big Fatty, I know you're going to love it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Love it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 399 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th, I say, of August 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I do not have a list, y'all, so I may just have to talk about some quiz programs. I can hear I'm unsubscribing already. Bye, bye-bye. Lord, hi everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I'm telling you, loving the 8 hours. And you know, even though I got to go to work on Friday, it's okay because y'all, it scoots. It just scoots on by. Now, y'all, I know you're going to find this extremely hard to believe, but guess what?
Make a wish, Christian Taylor.
Believe it or not, Big Fatty went by the post office box today, and y'all, there was a card. There was a card there, and then when I came back from lunch, y'all, there were not one, but there were two packages from the Amazon.com sitting there waiting on Big Fatty. It's just sitting there going, oh, Big Fatty, open us now. And I said, no, I cannot do that now. And y'all, I also got some e-letters. Tara up there in the Michigan sent me a belated birthday greeting, and thank you, Tara. And y'all, that Naught over there in the UCK, he had sent Big Fatty something via the FedEx, and you know that. We cannot deliver to the post office box. With the FedEx, so I had to send him an address. So y'all, evidently there's some sort of delicious adult beverage treat headed Big Fatty's way, and so obviously that is not included in the stash, y'all. It's today's stash, but I'm gonna open up the only card. And y'all, it is from. By the way, I hadn't heard from anyone who said that they are going ooh when they burp, and I'm very discombobulated about that. Not discombobulated. I don't know what I am, but y'all, this is from the one and only DQ Rick. Y'all, DQ Rick up there in the Delaware, and y'all, you know that Sunday is his birthday, and you know, if you want to do something nice, send him a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Y'all, it's, oh Lord, there's a kitty on the front of the card, y'all. And it says, a birthday is like a cat. You wake up one morning and it's right there in your face. Ooh. And it's probably been eaten or scratching around in the litter box. Yuck. Hope it was a good one. Oh, okay. I know this card will get to you a few days late. I dropped the ball, but I couldn't let August pass without sending you the happiest of birthday wishes. Lots of red hot pod love. Y'all, he loves to say that, red hot pod love. Sends it out. DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy. P.S. I'm waiting for my official Big Fatty postcard. Well, now, y'all, you know, DQ Rick, you got to expect the unexpected. That's all Big Fatty's going to say. When you least expect it, you're elected. It's your lucky day. Smile. You might get a Big Fatty postcard sometime soon. So thank you, DQ Rick, even though it has a kitty on it. Because, you know, Big Fatty, not such a fan of the kitties. And y'all, I know I'm behind on posting a picture of the giftettes, but y'all, the lighting has just not been good here in the Fat Cave. And I want to give proper lighting for everything. And y'all, the first one came to Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm going to open it up right now. I've not pre-opened these at all. And I'm going to see. Oh, there's a... Okay. And it is... Let's see what this is. This is from... Let's see. Who is this from? Oh, y'all, this is from the number one fan of the BFO. That is Bill in St. Louis. And I'm going to open this up right now. Let's see what it says. It says, happy birthday, Big Fatty. Thanks for all... you do to keep us laughing. Your number one fan. Now, you know, y'all, Bill in St. Louis was the was drawn out of the colostomy bag back on the first anniversary. He is the number one fan of the BFO. Now, y'all, that is only a one-year title. So there will be another contest for that. And I can say that now that he has already sent the birthday present. And let's see what it is. It's all wrapped in this plastic stuff. Oh, Bill, thank you so much. Y'all, it is the DVD for Milk. And Big Fatty has not seen that. And I'm delighted to receive that. That's with that Sean Penny. And anyway, oh, well, that's fabulous. That's really fabulous. And y'all, it's based on a true story. So, Bill, thank you so much. You have earned your number one fan status for the day. Well, you earned it back in February. But thank you so much. That was so sweet. And y'all, the last package today, y'all, it's big. It's just big. And it's also from the Amazon.com. And y'all, I've saved all the boxes from here. Y'all, what the fuck is this? All right. Let's just see who it's from first. It is from Moose. Y'all, Moose up there in the Raleighs. He has sent Big Fatty some interesting stuff here. It says, happy birthday, Big Fatty, hope it's wonderful, Moose. And I can't tell if that's Moose pee or if it's Moose and then it's that little thing that's supposed to look like your tongue sticking out. But I'm going to say Moose pee. And y'all, it is two cans. They're in paint buckets. They're in paint buckets, y'all. And it seriously, it's paint buckets. And y'all, it's cookies. It's gourmet cookies. It is the... Can you hear that? I'm telling you, it's paint buckets. It's got the handles and everything. And it is the key lime snaps. It's a little snap of sweetness, y'all. Oh, bullshit. Oh. Try to quit dropping them. And the other one is the butterscotch snaps. Oh! And y'all, they are from Flat Howl. Flathouse Gourmet Cookies. Well, isn't that just the nicest thing? Y'all, I'll have to get a screwdriver to open them. Well, that's probably good for Big Fatty. Moose, thank you so much. Y'all, I am just blown away. I continue to be blown away by everyone's love and generosity. And y'all, it does not have to be buying stuff. It's just, you know, sending an e-letter or a voice letter or something like that and just saying, oh, Big Fatty, thanks a lot, and we wanted to do something nice for you. And here it is. And y'all, you know, it's just, you're just sweet to do that. And I, I'm just delighted with it. Y'all brought that Brian and Danbury wants me to send a copy of that Trucker in Heels song that I played on yesterday's show. And he is claiming to be a part of my adoring public. Y'all, oh, well, hello, my adoring public. My adoring public. Oh, it is the adoring public. Okay, the adoring public. Hi there, adoring public. And anyway, y'all, did you listen to the Archer gangbang last night with Mr. Larry H. Vader? That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, Archer announced that he had never had so few people in the chat room because Mr. Vader was on. So, yeah, there you have it. So, anyway. But it seems like there was something else I was going to tell you about all that. I don't remember what it was now, though. Okay. Me, poor big buddy. Y'all, I do have a couple of voice letters I would like to play. That still have a few little birthday wishes out there. Oh, Big Fatty, we're sick and tired of hearing about your birthday. Well, that's tough shit.
Oh, you big fat thing. You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattles. I know that your birthday is tomorrow, but I wanted to call you today and wish you happy birthday because the cell phone coverage here is very sporadic, and I wasn't sure if I'd be able to get into town tomorrow. So I hope that you do something special on your day and know that I will be thinking about you. And someday you should come to the Seattles and we can celebrate with lots of Tanqueray and tonics and talks of boys and all that fun stuff. So anyway, I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you later. Hugs and kisses. Love you. Bye.
Now, y'all, if that doesn't sound like a good time, hanging out with Teresa out there in the Seattles, drinking the Tanqueray's and tonics, and talking about the boys. Y'all, I think, though, that her other BF, that's her boyfriend, might get a little jealous, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty moves in, and, you know, the women are just, it's an internet celebrity. Oh, it's Big Fatty. Excuse me, I've got to go away. You go on home. Bye. And so, you know, what can I say? But y'all, you know, every once in a while, they've just got to do that. Now, y'all, my next birthday message is from Scotty. Little Aussie. No, Ozzy Battler, down there in Australia. And, y'all, he called and left this message earlier in the week. But, y'all, on his latest show, he was such a sweetheart. He, you know, if you remember back to Pride 48, Big Fatty was the first show after the kickoff show, and y'all, I had the 17 minutes of silence at the very beginning of it because we couldn't figure out what Big Fatty had done to fuck it up. But y'all, on Scotty's latest Little Aussie Battler, he recreated that 17 minutes of silence as a tribute to Big Fatty. So anyways, Scotty, thank you so much for doing that, and y'all, here's his voice letter.
Big Fatty, happy birthday, Mr. Huge. That one. This is your little Aussie Butler, Scotty, calling from Australia. Hope you have a great day today, which is really yesterday your time, so it hasn't happened yet. So have a good birthday tomorrow. Bye.
Well, thank you, Scotty. And once again, y'all, it was just a lovely tribute that he paid. Now, y'all, the next call is also from out there in the Seattles, and it is a relative of the Teresa in the Seattles. It is the Sissy in the Seattles.
Hey, Big Fatty. Feliz cumpleaños. That's Mexican for happy birthday. So I hope you have a good day. Be good. Be sober. Not sober. But just be good and have a great day. Happy birthday. Love ya. It's Sissy from Seattle. Bye.
Y'all, that is the Sissy in the Seattles. And y'all, I gotta say, Mother Teresa did a good job with those girls, because y'all, they were very sweet in calling Big Fatty and wishing him a happy birthday. And y'all, Sissy spoke that Mexican there at the beginning, just like Omar did at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, evidently, Jeffrey and Luke up there in the Chicago's are gonna be sending Big Fatty some sort of little giftette. So that's another little giftette that's on the way. So, you know, if you're tired of hearing about Big Fatty getting giftettes, tough shit. But y'all, I do also want to say that on Omar's latest show, y'all, evidently that Denny, and I'm not talking about Stevie B and Denny, but the Denny that lives in Chicago, the Chicago's, he and William of BJ and William, they've started a new podcast. I don't remember the name of it right now, but I have downloaded it. And once I hear it, then I'll be adding it to the fat favorite, y'all. Now, the next birthday call is from the person who sent me the birthday card. It is the one and only DQ Rick.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy. Today is Monday, August the 10th, and I thought I'd stuff a little something in your voice butter box to kind of help ruin your podcast a little bit. As I said, it is Monday, August the 10th, and I do believe that means it's your birthday, so allow me to ruin your podcast a little bit for you. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Okay, that's all, because it seems that now you or I or somebody owes the estate of some little old lady in some place in New Jersey like 10 cents or something. So, anyway, just wanted to call and say happy birthday. Hope it's a good one. Ciao.
Well, thank you, DQ Rick. And y'all, I don't think DQ Rick could carry a tune if he had a pickup truck. So, anyway, But y'all, it's the fault that counts, and let's go with that. It's the fault that counts. And y'all, speaking of thinking, here is a little birthday wish from the eldest daughter, Holly.
Hey, Dad, it's Holly. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday and hope your day is filled with ham and lots of birthday happies. Bye.
Thank you, Holly. And y'all, Holly is over there at that We're Mean Because You're Stupid. And y'all, she's getting on an Aereo Puerto device, which is known as an airplane for those of you who speak the Mexican. I know Big Ricky is taking an extra class in the Mexican. At least I heard that. Hey, y'all. But anyway, Holly and Walt, two of the three kids, they're all getting together down there in the Austins, and they're going down there to see Perfetti. And y'all, I have been watching the Twitty, and evidently Perfetti is planning on doing a large amount of drink. Oh dear Gussie, a large amount of drinking, a lot of drinking. When he's down there, and they're gonna all get together with Tasty Diane, and cause y'all, she does the jury, the Tasty Jury, and y'all, if you're down there in the Austin area, just stop by and demand Freddie to cook you something. You know, I know he's got carrots in the house, cause you know that's what the children watch. Now y'all, I was hoping to talk about the quiz programs today, but I'm not going to have time, obviously. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, this past Wednesday night's Big Ball show was one of the best I've seen. It was just absolutely filled with balls, balls, and more balls.
Love it, love it, love it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.